Let's visit another artisan of Michigan. This time, we're going to Hopkins, Michigan in Allegan County. Jeff Strand is stripping the bark from a black ash tree log. He then takes out his knife and he scores the end of it in a sort of pie wedge cut.
So that the undergrowth rings have relief, so that they'll come up out of it as I'm crushing the growth rings. The axe is for crushing the fibers in between the growth rings, and when you do that, they'll release.
He pounds the log with the backside of the axe, and the wood starts separating at the tree rings. It's kind of amazing. Make sure you look at the photos on the MichiganRadio.org website. He takes these long strips of black ash to his wife, Kelly Church, in the same way that Anishinaabe people have been doing longer than anyone really knows.
After he gets all done pounding the growth rings from end to end, he separates them for me, and then I put them in this little wooden contraption right here. It's called a splitter. So now what I'm doing is I'm scoring across the growth ring, just barely, and then I can see it's peeling apart. So I'm taking the half of it to pull this growth ring from end to end in half. So this is probably about 4 to 5 feet long, and just this is what we use for our basket weaving materials.
Let's talk about why this is important to your culture.
I belong to the Machi Benashiwish tribe. I'm also Grand River Ottawa of Allegan County and Grand Traverse Band descent. So our people in Michigan have been making black ash baskets since before we can even remember them. We have a picture of my family in 1919 making baskets here in Allegan County. A whole bunch of adults, a whole bunch of kids. Some are weaving, some are pounding ash. And so when I go back from that picture, it's my great-grandmother and her family. That would be 5 generations. But my grandma always said, we made baskets before they made cameras. So we've literally been making baskets before people could document it.
Spread out on a picnic table, Church has several examples of baskets that she's woven and other useful things.
This one right here would be the most traditional one. It is a carved cradle board. It's carved from ash. So the cradle boards have been used for hundreds of years, and you can see them in museums and old black and white photographs of natives. So it has this little bow that is attached to a board that the lady would, the baby would lay on. Sometimes they're called, referred to as papoose boards. It has a flat piece of wood. We carve out a piece out of ash and then shape it, and we attach that, and that will protect the baby's head. And then we also carve out this footrest that will hold the baby in. This is one of our oldest things that I have here that we would stand to lose in the future should we lose all of our ash trees and not be able to pass on these traditions.
She mentions losing the ash tree. You've probably heard how an invasive bug has been killing ash trees in 24 states. There are some isolated spots where you can still find ash trees in Michigan, but you have to travel way up north. Church says she wants people to know about this pest.
The emerald ash borer is the bug that was introduced in 2002. It's bright green. It has a copper belly. And so I make these pieces that are supposed to be really beautiful to draw the viewer in to tell them, educate them about the bug. I call them Fibergé eggs because they're made out of fibers. But so it's an egg shape. They're bright green. I interweave copper into them. And then when you get closer to it and you open it up, it will contain the emerald ash borer.
Now, when you say there's an ash borer in there, a dead one?
Or? Yeah, a dead one in a vial of alcohol. So people can actually look at the bug, see how small it is, see how it has spread through 23 states and 2 provinces, and see why we have lost over 500 million ash trees in Michigan.
Church really didn't plan to be an ash basket weaver. I mean, she learned it when she was little. The whole family worked together to make them. But she wanted to be an artist, painting, sculpting. She attended the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, got her bachelor's in fine arts at the University of Michigan. But then her grandparents needed care, and she watched them. And when people would come by to help, say, mow the yard or bring a meal over to the family, her grandfather would say, "We need to make that man a basket." It's a thank you gift. Church knew how to weave, but selecting the right tree, cutting it, pounding it to get the strips, she didn't know about any of that. So she was telling her father about her grandfather wanting to make those baskets and how she wasn't sure what to do. 2 minutes later, they're in the car, headed up to a place up north where there were ash trees.
He made it so fascinating that day, and my dad's a great storyteller, and I really know all about my people and where they come from because of my father. And so he told me a lot of stories that day. And I had already been hearing stories from my grandfather as well about his mother and all of her sisters who made baskets.
Church's family still occasionally gets together to make baskets, but often she's alone, saying that she listens to the birds, thinks about the next project. While traditional ash baskets are still made, she and her daughter have taken ash basket weaving in some different directions.
So I weave a lot with copper and add copper into my baskets, and that's something that I'm known for. You can see some of these baskets that are shaped like women's bodies. My daughter does those, and she's very well known for creating that kind of basket.
Keeping up a family and cultural tradition, working with her hands, making beautiful and useful baskets in a mostly ancient way, and hoping an invasive pest doesn't end it all. That's Kelly Church, making Anishinaabe black ash baskets, our latest artisan of Michigan.